stretched wide in horror and disbelief at the owner's premature demise. The spider drew back as though in distaste at what it found in the eye socket, then scuttled around the edge of the bloody bullet wound in the bone-white forehead and crawled down the length of the dead man's sunburned nose to his brushy brown mustache. Clinging to the mustache, the spider bent all eight of its black legs slightly and lowered its bead-like head atop its cone-like thorax as if to investigate the man's mouth, back from which the man's lips were spread in a grisly death grin. The yellow teeth were crooked, with bits of tobacco caked between them. It was the jagged edge of the cracked eye tooth, to which remnants of the man's recent breakfast still clung, that the spider seemed to probe with interest before freezing suddenly at the approaching vibrations. Then the tarantula scrambled over the dead man's chin and spade beard and hid inside the collar of his calico shirt.
Well, hold there, mean and ugly.
Lou Prophet checked down his hammer-headed dun and reached down to slide his Winchester 73 from the cracked leather saddle scabbard jutting up from underneath his right thigh. The big, sun-seared, broken-nosed bounty hunter cocked the rifle one-handed as his blonde partner, Louisa Bonaventure, reined her brown and white pinto pony to a halt beside him. Prophet stared out from beneath the dusty, funneled brim of his battered Stetson at the corpse lying in the brush left of the trail, about 10 yards from a scraggly mesquite shrub. Spying the dead man as well, Louisa unsheathed her own Winchester carbine and looked around cautiously, squinting her blue eyes beneath the flat brim of her brown felt hat with its braided leather band. The hem of her dusty wool riding skirt brushed her tall stockman's boots, the spurs of which glinted in the late afternoon sun. When Prophet had scrutinized the scrub around him and spied no bushwhackers skulking behind the rocks and cedar trees that stippled these sandy apron hills of western New Mexico's no-water mountains, he nodded at Louisa.
Back me.
The bounty hunter swung down from his saddle with a grace unexpected in a man of Prophet's size. His brawny, frontier, seasoned frame weighed 230 pounds, desert dry, and he stood well over 6 feet tall in his stocking feet. Louisa levered a cartridge into her Winchester's breech. Remaining atop the pinto, she looked around cautiously. Strands of her honey-blonde hair were blown by a light, cool breeze around her smooth cheeks that, despite the sun and wind of the 100 trails she'd been dusting since being orphaned by a gang of cutthroats in Nebraska Territory 3 years ago, still owned the texture of fresh, whipped cream. Her lips were full and rich, what some might call bee-stung, though her hazel eyes were tough and practical, if a little on the snooty side. She wore 2 pearl-gripped Colts around her slender waist, her striped serape pushed up to expose their handles. Though she looked as though she belonged in the piano room of a middle-class Midwestern house with 4 or 5 gables and gingerbread latticework under the eaves, she knew how to use those guns. In fact, a good many men had been planted heel down in boot hills all across the frontier by those fancy shooting irons. Blue Prophet stooped over the dead man lying belly up in the scrub and gravel, blood still oozing from the fresh wound in the stiff's forehead. Another older wound in the man's high right side, a wound he'd received a day earlier, after he and his gang of 6 cutthroats from the surrounding hills had robbed a stagecoach and then the bank in the nearby town of Corazon, was still matted and fly-blown. Prophet and Louisa had by chance ridden into the town a couple hours after the robbery and quickly booted their horses onto the outlaw's trail, though only the leader, Blanco Metallius, had a bounty on his head. A mere $250 one at that.
Junior Pope.
The one the druggist wounded.
Yep.
Prophet kicked Junior Pope onto his belly to expose the entrance wound in Pope's left shoulder blade and spied the tarantula scuttling away from the carcass and under a rock.
Too bad for Pope. The druggist said he'd been aiming for Metallius. Now Pope's laying out here with